Morning. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us here tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer this evening, Peter, VK2EMU, and engineer tonight is Izzy, VK2CAA. The weather here tonight is... winter has arrived. Cold and windy. It's about 17 degrees outside, so it's going to get cold in the next few months. But yeah, typical winter weather. And I can see the stars, so no clouds. Right, rainfall at the VK2WI site at the last week was 0 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all okay. And on the ARNSW RadNet, all repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of activities and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9444 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the Echolink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks go to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink team, network team, for making this relay available. VK2 Connect is here. Amateur Radio New South Wales has launched a new member portal, VK2 Connect, now accessible via the ARNSW website. VK2 Connect brings together a range of member services in one place. Members can join, renew and manage their membership online, and additional services are in development. The website also has information on ARNSW services, events and online booking. Access to VK2WI News and audio on demand. And live weather data here at VK2WI Dural. VK2 Connect has been designed to be easy to use and accessible across mobile devices, providing a modern platform for ARNSW services. The members portal uses passkey sign-ins rather than traditional passwords. Setting up a passkey is linked to your mobile phone number, so it's important that your contact details are up to date. If you need to update your details or have trouble signing in, support is available via membership@arnsw.org.au. Members are reminded that ARNSW will never request passwords or personal information via social media. Any such request should be treated as suspicious and reported. For more information and to access VK2 Connect, visit the ARNSW website at arnsw.org.au. Australian SVX Link Reflector now online. Regular listeners to VK2WI News will have heard of John, VK3HJQ, who was part of the ANZEL team and a regular callback operator on EchoLink for VK2WI News bulletins. John has been working with SVX Link along with QSL Link app to access it and now brought an Australian SVL Link Reflector online, providing a local connection point for users without relying on overseas services. Here's John with more.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news.
That's QSO Link, so you can look it up on the internet. It uses the SVX Link network system. If people have played around with EchoLink and you think that audio is okay, and then, of course, you go to AllStar and they use a better codec and it's a lot better, well, boy, howdy, this is just about 10 times better than that. The audio quality is like FM. It's fantastic. I was so impressed with this app that we decided to put our own SVX reflector now in Australia. So for people who are using SVX Link, connect up to our server here in Australia. For more information, it's up on my QRZ page. That's VK3HJQ. So thanks for listening. 73VK3HJQ.
And thank you, John. And sorry about the slight mix-up. Okay, more information, including access details for the Australian and New Zealand SVX Link Reflector, can be found on John's QRZ page. Search for VK3HJQ and via the ANZEL website. Picton Hamfest. The Picton Hamfest returns for 2026 with a new date. It's on Sunday the 31st of May, once again at the Picton Showgrounds, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. The event will run from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 694. There are also a limited number of indoor tables available at a small cost. For more information, you can contact the Hamfest organising team via email. Hamfest, H-A-M-F-E-S-T, at pictonshowsociety.com.au. You can also find updates on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society's website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the homepage. And it's also on the Society's Facebook page. And there's 73 from Simon, VK2XQX. Okay, the weekly solar and geophysical report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summer activities from the 3rd to the 9th of April. Dates across the column are 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th. 10 centimetre flux, 136, 138, 118, 116, 109, 108 and 98. Fredericksburg's index, that's the A index, 25, 12, 8, 6, 7, 6 and 6. Australian index, AOS, 26, 7, 11, 6, 6, 6 and 6 estimated. And finally, the T index, 6, 5, 6, 3, 8, 4, 8, 6, 9, 7, 9, 3, 8, 0. Solar activity reached R1 on the 3rd with two M1.3 flares. Activity was at R2 on the 4th with a four M-class flares. The largest, M7.5, was at 0117 UTC. The 5th saw an R1 with one M-class flare, and R1 conditions returned on the 9th with an M1.0 solar flare. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was at G1 level on the 3rd, returning to generally quiet to unsettled conditions afterwards. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 9 nanotesla was observed on the 3rd of April at 1528 UTC. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Depressions were observed on the 3rd, reaching 40% during local daylight and 20% during local night. The 4th saw depressions of 35% during local day and 20% at night. Frequencies then remained near predicted until the 9th, which saw depressions of 15% during local night hours. Forecasts issued on the 10th of April until the 16th. Solar activity is expected to be at quiet levels with no significant active solar regions on the solar disk. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G1 on the week, early in the week, due to high-speed wind stream effects, and again on the 16th due to predicted coronal hole effects. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region are expected to be mostly near predicted, with a chance of slight depressions due to forecast geomagnetic activity. Okay, solar flux index update. Here are the updated solar flux index, SFI, figures for this week. Having finished March, we are expecting a minimum of 102, an average of 131, and a maximum of 162. With peak dates from the 1st to the 8th and from the 25th to the 31st. So far for April, we are expecting a minimum of 85, an average of 123, and a maximum of 160. With peak dates from the 1st to the 4th and from the 19th to the 30th. And looking ahead to May, we're expecting a minimum of 105, an average of 126, and a maximum of 160. With peak dates from the 17th to the 24th. And updates with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify?
Okay, thank you. Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio. Just wait one moment, please. FOAR 17?
If you've been part of the amateur community for a while and have heard me talk on matters of contesting, you'll know that I'm an avid contester and that for me it's better than sliced bread. Of course, I'm me and you're not. If contesting isn't of any particular interest to you, the hobby of amateur radio is big enough for at least 999 other attractions. I talk about them regularly. If you're on the fence, or if you're unsure, or if you're not enamoured with this whole contesting thing, then today I'd like to ask you to consider another aspect of this activity. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to participate in a contest. As I said, there are many other activities within the hobby. For example, testing propagation is a recurring theme, as is testing your gear, your radio, your skill, and doing all manner of other amateur things. For many of those activities, having another person to test with is often a way to get a result. And if you find yourself on a lonely Saturday looking for a friend to help, I have a suggestion to make. It relates to contesting, specifically those on air. It turns out there are radio amateurs on air almost all the time. Imagine that. Better still, when there's a contest on, there are even more radio amateurs around, all clamouring about, trying to make contacts, trolling up and down the bands, making an effort to hear new stations, calling CQ, generating signals from all over the place. Here's the thing. There's no rule that says that you have to be participating in the contest, or even log contacts for the contest, but there is no harm in you using the airwaves for your own enjoyment. Turns out that if you get on air during a contest, you can use that, for example, to do testing of all manner of things. If you've run out of things to test, you can use it to learn things, like how to use the RIT, or Receiver Incremental Tuning, something Yaesu calls the clarifier, or the IF offset, or the noise blanker, or the noise filter, or the ABVFO, or whatever it is that floats your boat. There are people all around you, getting on air, making noise, and you can join in with the fun. You can learn about the directivity of your station, observe how propagation changes, how the different bands react depending on the time of day, the solar cycle or magnetic flux. If you have the opportunity, you can monitor the grey line and observe its effects on what you can hear. You can look at a DX cluster and see what you can hear compared to what stations other amateurs are reporting. You can measure signal strengths, the impact of the AGC, test your battery life, your mobility, the layout of your shack, and if you feel the urge, you can even log a rare station and add it to your log. No rule anywhere that says you have to participate in a contest, but why let a good opportunity go to waste? If you're an avid contester, you might think that I'm advocating that we fill the air with time wasters, people who shouldn't be there, people who are not worth your attention. I'm here to tell you that just because you're in a contest doesn't mean that the rest of the world is. And just because you want to make an exchange, not everyone else does. If I find myself having a conversation mid-contest with someone with a story to tell, I can participate in the discussion, or I can change the dial and call CQ Contest somewhere else. The bands are a shared resource for those who contest and for those who don't. The interesting thing in all this, to me, is that there seems to be a perception that you can only fall on one side of the coin. You're either a contester or you're not, and never the twain shall meet. That just makes no sense to me. There's an opportunity to sit on either side of the divide and harness both at the same time. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com. And you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Weissen News. Weissen has been providing safety communications for a dirt bike trail ride in forests around Oberon area on Sunday, the 3rd of May. If you're interested in helping out, contact Nick on email. Nicholas, that's Nicholas. McLean, McLean, at vrarescue.org. The next memory walk on Sunday, the 24th of May, at Cathy Freeman Park. If you're interested in helping out, please contact John via email to john.vetters, V-E-T-T-E-R-S, at vrarescue.org. Sunday, the 31st of May, sees memory walk and jog move to Newcastle at Griffiths Park, Stockton. If you're interested in helping out, please contact John via email. And another VRARescue.org email address is john.schroeder@vrarescue.org. The Shizana 400 Endurance Ride, one of the world's most prestigious equestrian endurance events, will be held at St Albans, northwest of Sydney. The event runs over 5 days, from Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of August, with Central Coast Weissen providing safety communications. Operators are needed, even if only for a single day. If you're interested in taking part, please contact Glenn at ccweissen.com. www.rco@vrarescue.org. Wison NSW weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. The next Winlink net is next week. Check the Wison website for details. Wison NSW is communication support quad of VRA Rescue NSW. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au. And Wison is spelled W-I-C-E-N, and it dates back to the 1950s when it was the Wireless Institute Civil Emergency Network, when the Civil Emergency Network was involved in protecting us against the bomb when the Cold War was in its height. Anyway, enough of that. Club news. We start this week, as usual, with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The next Friday night get-together will be at 7 p.m. this coming Friday, the 17th of April, in the Port Macquarie SES building. It's now only 8 weeks until the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 50th field day. It's at Wauchope Showground Hall on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of June, over the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner will be on Saturday night at Port Macquarie Golf Club. If you're planning on attending, book your accommodation early. The area is a popular holiday destination during the long weekend. Camping is also available at the Wauchope Showground for tents, caravans and motorhomes. Further details, including contact information for the caretaker, can be found at the Wauchope Showground website. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments for all licensed grades. Next training and assessment weekend will be scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. You can register your interest via the contact form on the club website. The club has two nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the midweek net from 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. VK2 RCN is on 147.0 MHz. With a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The March issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online with a new look. It can also be viewed online as a flipbook. Past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club also is on Facebook. Just search for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. That's from Henry, VK2ZAG, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For written contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, you can email office at arnsw.org.au or mail to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Thank you. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carrion are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. Next Saturday, the 17th of February, the club is hosting the Central Coast Wison's bi-monthly meeting from 1 p.m. in the club rooms. This will be preceded by a barbecue at midday. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Somersby are operational. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8pm on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone and on EchoLink via the ham conference. It's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about CCARC, including things we can't talk about here, on the website at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the pages to receive updates. That's 73 from Alan, VK2MG, publish the offer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The Waverley Amateur Radio Society. At the Society's March meeting, John, VK2LWB, gave an interesting presentation on travels to Tokyo, Akihira, the radio district, a photo tour and a commentary on Tokyo. The April meeting is coming up at 7:30pm on Wednesday the 15th at East Bondi Junction. At the meeting, Matthias and Nicholas, that's Matthias, VK2MBH, and Nicholas, VK2MYK, will join forces to give a talk on communications via EchoLink, including a practical demonstration and explanations of how to use it. There is parking available in the nearby Westfields car park, as well as public transport options to Bondi Junction. As usual, many members will meet in the Olive and Oak next to the Bondi room from about 6pm for dinner beforehand. Wednesday lunchtime gatherings continue in either Centennial Park near the Duck Pond and Food Van, or, if the weather is inclement, in the Bondi room at East, usually from about midday. All are welcome to come along and join in for an enjoyable lunch and all sorts of discussions. Weekly nets are on Monday evenings from 8pm on VK2RBV 438.1125 MHz with a negative 5.4 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone for access. Net control is Richard, VK2XRC, or Bob, VK2NRC, when Richard is away. Drop in and enjoy some lively discussions. All are always welcome, whether members of the society or not. You can keep up to date with the Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web at vk2bv.org. On the site you can also find more about kits available, renew your membership and update your details, and use the contact form to send in any inquiries. That's 73 from Eric, VK2VE, Broadcast Publicity Officer. And now, with news from the Mandaringa Amateur Radio Society, here's Richard, VK2SKY.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society, when Carmel VK2NO will be talking about the discovery she made when researching helix travelling wave VHF antennas. Normally used for satellite operation in the higher bands, these antennas are too cumbersome for use on the lower bands, but Carmel has devised a workable method for building a relatively compact VHF helix antenna that performs like its larger full-wave counterparts. Carmel will discuss the basic theory of the traveling wave helix antenna and show her own adaptation for VHF portable operation. Last month's lectures on updating ham clock and making videos with artificial intelligence are now up on the club's YouTube channel, VK2MBTV. These videos are free for other clubs to use, so why not play one at your next club meeting? The 29th of April is another fifth Wednesday, which means it's time for another show-and-tell night. The theme this time is technology-based games, toys, and contests. Everything from radio-controlled toys and skill-based games to Pac-Man, flight simulators, and battery-operated board games. As usual, there will be prizes for best display and best story. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875 or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo 2 Mike Bravo. 7-3 from me, Richard VK2SKY, the publicity officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
And thank you, Richard. The St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest returns for 2026 on the weekend of the 16th and 17th of May. The contest commemorates Don, VK2 November Victor, a long-time member of the Society and a keen CW operator. Amateurs of all experience levels are encouraged to take part. The rules are simple. Morse code, sent by hand and received by ear. It's a slow Morse contest, so operating speeds are limited to 10 words per minute or less. Some contests in previous years were as slow as 3 words per minute. The contest runs for 3 hours on Saturday evening on 80 metres and 3 hours on Sunday afternoon on 40 metres. Also coming up is the Harry Angel contest on the evening of the Saturday, the 2nd of May on 80 metres. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's contests, repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org.au. And that was from me, Peter, VK2MU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society. Now we have the Hornsby District Amateur Radio Club. The club's April mid-monthly meeting is at 8 p.m. this coming Tuesday, the 14th of April. It's in the club rooms at the Hornsby Manly Target Rifle Club in Rosamont Street, Hornsby. Turn right into the driveway when you see the Mount Wilga sign, buses stop nearby in Carrington Road. The following meeting will be at Mount Carla on the 28th. International Marconi Day is on Saturday, the 25th of April, running for 24 hours from 10 a.m. local time. Activity will be on a wide range of bands and modes. Australia's only participating station is VK2IMD. Haddock can be found on social media by searching for the club's call sign, VK2 Mike Alpha. And that is from Julian, VK2YJS, publicity officer for Haddock.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. If you missed anything in this morning's bulletin, tune in tonight at 19:30 to the expanded VK2WI news service on all VK2WI frequencies and automated repeater relays. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to the final segment of this morning's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with net control, Steve VK2STG. the HaddockNet on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society weekly net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC weekly net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. And then at 8 p.m, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02 944 0123.
And thank you. Last page, our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of the national news from VK1WIO. That's all from the VK2WI news for this week. Renounce has been Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering has been Izzy, VK2CAA. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Binder, callbacks will be taken by Peter, VK2JTV, on behalf of the St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'm going to start with 20, 20, 80, 40, 30, and then 160. In engineering, Izzy's going to do 10, 6, 2, 70 and 23, and he'll tell you what order you'll be doing them in. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.